Well, it doesn't really come as a surprise, to be honest, Eric. We've been hearing for months that he's been linked with the likes of St. Pat's and Dundalk and Shamrock Rovers, and I think with a new manager coming in, his brother obviously leaving last year, I think it all accumulated to him making his decision to go.
But a big blow for the new manager, Kenny Shields, and a huge void to fill.
Oh, there's no doubt about that. I think for Kenny, it would have been a priority to get Patrick signed. He would have been the one who'd been looking to build his team around. I'm sure now, you know, after he's been in now maybe 4 or 5 weeks, I'm sure it's disappointing for him now at this stage that his main player is going. But he just has to get on with it now and try and bring on a few more bodies to bolster the squad.
And as far as we know, it's a straight choice between Dundalk and St Patrick's Athletic. Where do you think Patrick would be best suited to go to now?
Well, if it was me and I was looking at career choices now, you go to Dundalk, you know, because he obviously knows Stephen Kenny well. Stephen Kenny gave him his debut in the League of Ireland when he was manager of Derry City. They're the league champions playing in Europe. You know, I think Pats are having their problems down there. I think it's a bit unstable at the minute. And, you know, with Stephen Kenny, with Richie Toyle going, Stephen Kenny obviously just sees Patrick as a straight replacement for Toyle. And if Patrick wants to progress his career, he's got to go to a club or a manager like Stephen Kenny that's going to get the best out of him.